The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Here's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron doesn't pass out from having given blood and drank too much today, he'll respond. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can Twitch the show, you know the number for that. Miss the first hour, it was a happy hour. And
it was super happy.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I mean, I miss having Josh around.
Yeah,
Josh is a huge part of happy hour.
But it was the correct escape for this week.
But not having Tyler also, you know what? But for not having those guys, I kind of feel it was like the Texans not having Tunsil and Howard, and we still managed to lose by 30.
Look at us. So,
yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? But, so now we'll do a real show. Although,
I'm guessing you believe the Texans are winning this weekend.
I don't know anymore. The thing is, I really want to bet on the Jags. I also look at Romeo Crennel's record against rookie quarterbacks. And,
what's Romeo Crennel's record against rookie quarterbacks?
It's something like 14-1.
Okay. How many of that 14-1 was he coaching under Bill Belichick?
Not nearly as many as you would think. It was like 5 or 6.
Okay.
I got to go find the numbers again, but I was reading about it the other day. And as much as I know you like this guy, and I like this guy too, Gardner Minshew was actually playing really well for them, considering what they are.
I've heard a lot of people say they're downgrading the Jags 3 or 4 points on Jake Luton, which it's not my...
You liked him in college. I thought he looked good in college, but that's a big difference.
Yeah.
But if you actually go and break down, the offense wasn't the problem for the Jags. And Gardner Minshew, who, I don't have any love for Gardner Minshew, but he actually played pretty well. So, considering. For Gardner Minshew. I mean, he's not going to be Trevor Lawrence or anybody like that, but he played okay. So...
Come back in here. Nick's here. I want to talk to Nick.
What do we do?
I got to ask Nick about something.
Uh-oh. I feel like I'm in
trouble. Nick's in trouble.
What'd you do now, Nick?
I don't know. I try to stay out of trouble now.
You try to stay out of trouble? Do you really?
I feel like Trey has compromised the integrity of this table.
Maybe so a little.
It's a little.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't sit on that
table. Has three viable legs.
Don't do that because we've seen it collapse like 3 times.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I need to fix it.
People are saying you have beef with Lazy J.
No, Lazy J.
Lazy J is I know Lazy J. Lazy J, I don't know if Lazy J listens to our show, but he certainly doesn't call into our show. I know Lazy J from the morning show.
Right.
And like on make some shade, Lazy J will call in and he'll throw some shade. But apparently you and Lazy J have beef because people are saying you're going to knock Lazy J out.
No, I'm not. He's the one who wanted to come to the station. Apparently Lazy J lives like 6 minutes away and he's been to our listener appreciation party. He doesn't like the fact that I hype up Josh Innes. I hype up Josh Innes too much.
What do you mean you hype him up?
I'm a big...
You're his producer.
Yeah, well, that's part of your job.
That's kind of what I told him. And then when Josh, you know how he is about LeBron. And I guess he didn't hear me, disagree about the fact that I disagree with Josh Innes when he says that LeBron James hates white people. But if he continues to make this a bit, it's not my job to sit there and continue to disagree with him the entire time. That's how he genuinely feels.
And that's fair. I mean, you make your point a few times, but if it's going to keep happening and happening and happening, you got to let it go because what the hell?
Well, and it's not even letting it go. It's, letting it go makes it seem like you have a problem with what he's saying.
No, but I mean, but if you keep doing the same thing, it turns into boring ass radio.
Now, I don't like I don't know if I've ever met Lazy J in real life. Is Lazy J a white person?
No.
Okay, is Lazy J a black person?
He's half. He said half black, half brown on the air yesterday.
Okay.
Didn't reveal the brown part.
And you're not a white person.
I am not.
So, like, is there someone really? I don't know if I agree with Josh. I don't know that LeBron hates all white people.
Yeah, I don't quite buy into that either.
But I don't know if it's, I don't know whose place it is to say that he does or doesn't. I don't know.
No, I'm a bitch. I hold Josh Ennis's nutsack. What else did I do? He said about three or four different things. Just because
as long as you hold it grace.
Are you going to knock him out?
Well, no, wait.
Before he's not that big.
Do we need to declare jihad here?
No.
I mean, because I'm down. You know, the half of me is totally down with this.
Now, Nick is one of the few African Americans who works here.
Yeah. Charles may be on the way to be the second, right?
Or
the
first. Well, Dell works here.
Oh, that's right. Dell. I forgot. No,
Dell's an African American. Nick is an African American. Nick is my African American. A lot of people, they get mad when I say that. But I mean, Nick is my African American. But yeah, I don't know if people should be mad at you because of something Josh says. Because, like, they're saying you should have told Josh differently.
Yeah, I should have told Josh differently.
You're supposed to control
him? I don't have my own opinion anymore. All kinds of crap. Like, the guy just went on and on. And then he got other callers. He got one other caller to call in and maybe three, four text messages and Twitch.
Okay, here's what you need to do. Okay, if you're not going to let me declare jihad with you, get Josh a shot caller. And every time he mentions that LeBron James hates white people, you push a little button and it goes zzz, and then he'll stop. It's just like training a puppy.
Yeah, I don't want him to stop though. That's the thing. Like, I don't care that much. It doesn't bother that. I feel like people think, like, when they don't see on the Josh Ennis show, I don't do that little split camera deal that Aaron did.
Why don't you do that?
Because it's Josh Ennis show. So they don't see me, but I think when they don't see, they think I'm sitting behind the glass like angry at every single word that he's saying, and I'm not. I don't care. You know, I don't necessarily have an opinion on everything that he has to say.
Well,
Lazy J is just absolutely insane. He had literally zero substance in everything that he said yesterday. Well, like, zero.
I mean, I think I actually like the job you do with Josh, and I heard you talk about it a little bit yesterday. It's not easy to go from working with Joel and Charlie and then turning it on with Josh Ennis. There's those two totally different
things. It's so true, dude.
Working with Charlie is different than working with Josh.
Remarkable. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, but, you know, I totally get that. But I think you do a good job with it. But I think people need to understand that, you know, it's Josh's show. Josh is going to be Josh.
Right. And I'm going to let him be Josh.
You're not supposed to be muzzling Josh. You're supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to be complimenting him.
Yeah.
You know, like, if Josh misses a shot, you get the rebound.
Yeah.
And then you pass it back to him.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to
do. That's how I feel about it. I mean, that's what I like about the show. I appreciate the show. The dude. Look, let's be real. Ennis is a talent. I mean, the guy is supposed. I mean, if you started your own radio station in your bedroom when you were 13 years old, you're probably meant to be in the business. You know what I mean? So, I have no problem with the way he does. I just don't get all these callers and text messages. You know what I mean?
But you know what? It's. I mean, Josh is polarizing.
You know what I love about Josh? The great thing about having Josh on our station is. People hate me a lot less now.
Yeah,
no, they really don't.
That's so true, though.
I'm like not the most hated person on the station anymore.
You're still hated, just not hated as much as Josh.
Yeah, it's just a different level.
My favorite thing now is that when they accuse you of trying to be Josh, and they hate you for that.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think I've gotten to be pretty good friends with Josh. I think he's energized the station in a lot of ways. I think that he's pushed the bar up a little bit. And brought a lot of fun and a lot of energy, and I like having him here. I really do. And I like what you two guys do together, and I think you do a perfect job running the show.
Oh, I could not speak more. I think people keep looking at that first little snafu that we had early on, and they just keep remembering that more than anything else. That's why I was so shocked to see, like, Lazy J and people like that. I'm like, you obviously didn't hear, like I disagree with them all the time. Like, it's unbelievable that people just – and then well, you know what's crazy, if I'm not mistaken – he texts when I was filling in for Charlie Polillo today, and he's like, my beef is not with you. I'm like, well, why are you calling me the bitch if your beef is with Josh?
If you call someone a bitch, Like that means you've got beef, right?
Well, not really. Sometimes I just like doing that for fun.
Agreed. Because
it's
wasn't
funny
like
in
that.
Your delivery when you say, "Quit texting the show, bitch." It's
agreed.
Funny. Yeah. I mean, it's not really calling them a bitch. It's just, well, you know, it's a bit.
Well, but yeah, that was the whole situation with Lazy J. So he hates me and he hates the show. He said, first time caller, definitely last time caller. But he's a Granado guy, and that's fine.
He'll call Granado.
Granado and Lanzerline. Yeah. So that's fine. The Bench. That's a morning show, and that's fine. I would imagine.
I like that show, too.
Yeah. I just, yeah.
They do have a group of listeners, though, that don't care for the rest of the station.
That's okay.
I'm cool with that. It's just weird.
I mean, I don't know that our, like, I feel like all our listeners are fine with everybody on the station. I don't think our listeners hate the morning show. I hope they don't.
I don't think
No, I think that's the only show that has people who actually hate the other shows.
But, mind you, I more than anybody who's on the air here, I want every show to do well.
Well, yeah, that's your job.
Yeah. I'm invested in every show having success. Right.
I mean, I'm tangentially invested in every show. I'm more invested in the whole company having success. Right. But that means if every show has success, then the radio end has success. And then hopefully, you know, the digital end has success. So it's kind of a bigger picture thing, but from a personal standpoint, I care most about this show. When it comes to radio.
Absolutely.
But I know that if everybody else is successful, then it helps us with everything else we do.
Chicken Dinner says Gilbert's a Granado guy too.
Yeah. 100%.
Gilbert does not listen to our show. Gilbert, yep. I introduced myself to Gilbert. He had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
And all he said anyway. Was, "Hey, you know John anyway?" And I said, "Yeah, I know John." And he's like, tell John I'm here. And I said, okay. And then I just went and told John he was here. And I don't think Gilbert even remembers meeting me. Gilbert doesn't know me from Adam. So it's that's the way it works. Not everybody is,
that's a dedicated
like
Granado. I mean, didn't he ride his bike like halfway across town one time to go to like a remote?
One thing I'll say about Josh and the people who listen to Josh, and I had this for a while, I've got less of it now. And maybe it's because Josh works here now that I get less of it. But people who, like Josh is a master of people telling Josh, I hate you. I'm never listening to the station because of you again. But then the next day they're going to be listening and saying what the new stuff they hate about Josh. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Josh is one of those dudes who when you hate him.
You tune in.
You still listen to see how much you hate him. And it's fascinating to me because personally, like, if I watch a television show that I don't like, I just don't watch the show anymore. But there are people who it's in their DNA to find something that they don't like and then complain about it. And then they keep watching the next week or the next day or whatever it is to see what the newest thing to complain about is. It is fascinating to me. Yeah. And that's radio
but
listeners.
That's okay, though.
That's, yeah. Listen,
there's
man.
Nothing wrong with that. And as long as you listen. And yeah, I think there's a lot of people who hate us but still listen because they'll hear one thing that they like in the 3 hours and like, oh, I gotta tune in tomorrow. Maybe there'll be two things. And I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
Somebody says Charlie listeners also hate every other show as well. Well,
Charlie's very true. Different than everybody else who works at this station. Like Charlie from a the way that he does radio is different than everybody else who works here.
Right.
Without a doubt.
You know, the rest of us are very, it's a very loose, it's a almost like a frat house sort of a radio station. And Charlie is a buttoned up, Charlie's an old school broadcaster.
Charlie's a professional.
Yeah.
There's no question. But, you know, I think the rest of us are more, it's not all sports. We like to have fun. We like to bust each other's chops. We can make fun of each other. And, I mean, Charlie, I get that. He's above that, you know, and that's totally cool. That's who he is. And, you know, that's neither bad or good. It's just different, and we need different.
I'm an all-day listener, didn't care too much for Josh at first, but that might have been because he replaced Barry. He didn't really, though.
Like, he didn't. I know. That's like, such a big misconception.
People don't realize this.
I know.
Like, and the other misconception, and I just eat it because it's my job to eat it. People think that I like chose to get rid of Barry and Raheel.
So
like,
stupid.
I don't like. I didn't so want dumb. Barry and Raheel around. That wasn't the case at all. And the 100% fact is, it was after Barry and Raheel were let go that Josh reached out to me and was like, "I'll do the show for free." Right. Because we were going to carry the Will Cain show. That was the deal. Like, I
which
already,
lasted about a week after you made that decision.
I'm telling you now, the guys at ESPN, I don't know how many hours I spent on conference calls with these guys convincing me that the Will Cain show would be great for our audience. And like, finally I said, okay, I mean, I guess that's what we'll do if we have, if it ends up having to be this way, if I've got to lose local guys, then I guess the Will Cain show is what I'll do.
Yeah. And I remember you talking to me about that.
And literally a week after we agreed to carry the Will Cain show, the news comes out, Will Cain leaving ESPN. I'm like, right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But then Josh called me and he was like, listen, I'll do this show for free. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah.
And you know what? And
like, Josh is a good radio talent. And he's telling me, I'll do the show and the only money I'll make is what I sell in advertising.
And guess what? We started making money off of it. Yeah. He's getting a little. He's not making what he should be making if he were, had a real job, but he's making okay money. We're making money off of it. We wouldn't have made a dime off the Will Cain show. So, I mean, from a business perspective, that was the only decision. In a perfect world, we bring Barry back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you know, we're not in a perfect world. We're still in a Rona world. Everybody forgets that. Our business is dependent on entertainment, bars, restaurants, things like that. Guess what? Guess who's hit hardest here?
Yeah.
And so we're doing the best we can. And, you know, I'm working on some things that hopefully will help us out a lot. But, I mean, we're, you know, everybody thinks because, I hear some more ads on the station now. Yeah, we're doing okay.
It's getting better, certainly.
It is getting better. Yeah. But it's also, we were joking about this. Like, we've been out three times since the Rona started for road shows. Ordinarily, this time of year, we're out three times a week minimum.
Right.
So that's a lot of money that's just gone. And we're doing the best we can.
There's a lot of people saying the morning show isn't the same without Raheel. It's not.
Raheel's not there. Not.
No, we and all the, agree the, with that.
Joel and Nick, and like, it's not the same without show. Barry. It's not the same show. I wish it could be. This is the other thing that people misconstrue, is that I have all the decision-making power of this company. Like, I am the program director, but I can only work with what I'm allowed to work with.
Right.
Like, if the people above me say, this is what's gone, I have to reshuffle the deck on my end, but there's only so much I can do. Would I love it if Raheel and Barry still worked here? Sure I would.
And believe me, if
I was friends with Barry long before worked at this radio station.
And
I remember going on y'all's website. Was it the Cage Door?
Yeah, cagedoor.net. But we're going to do, if we can get some things to go the right way, then we'd love to get those guys back. But people don't understand that what goes into those decisions, it's not like, AJ, what do you want to do? It's okay. There's circumstances around certain things. You have to work around it. It's like a salary cap in the NFL. It's like, you know what? Yep. Whitney Merciless under contract. We can't cut him.
Yeah.
And so you have to make moves. And that's what it is. And we've done the best we can. And I hate it. I hate that we lost those guys.
Yeah.
But I have hope. Just like I have hope that the Texans can turn it around in 2 years. I have hope that we can get to a point where we can get those guys back. And I mean, I would love nothing more.
I mean, I think the chronological timeline is the only thing that people remember, and that's what hurts.
And
us.
I knew at the time.
And we talked about
Rona,
that.
Yeah. Barry and Raheel get axed.
I knew that that's
Josh Ennis gets put on board. So it was the chronological timeline that absolutely killed us.
But no, we talked about that at the time. It's like people, and I said, this is the optics are going to be that you got rid of Barry to bring in Josh Ennis.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
And he, we talked about that at length, and it's just like, okay, we can tell people that's not the case, but it's just like anything else. It's just like the people running around saying that, oh, they're stealing votes. I mean, their mind's made up. There's nothing you can do about it, but that's not what happened.
And what happened to Jong? I mean, Jong left long ago, long before COVID even hit. Jong left on his own accord. No one fired Jong. Yeah.
So none of us wanted to lose Jong.
No, none of us wanted to lose Jong, but Jong left on his own accord. Right, that is what it is.
Do your live read and hang around.
What do I have here?
You got Allstate.
Allstate Windows and Siding. They called me this week, and they were like, hey, how's next week looking for you? We're ready to come put in these bad boy windows for you. My windows, they've already come out and measured. They've already come out. They've said, okay, here's what we got to do. Here's the other thing. They're not just like window by window replacing things. They're not replacing glass. they're replacing the whole structure, and it's going to save me up to 40% on my electric bill. That's a great thing. But here's the deal. My wife was like, oh, can we turn this into a window that doesn't open? Can it just be a big picture window like on the front of our house? Yes. Can we turn this into a window that opens side to side as opposed to up and down? And then can we have the top of this window be really big and then just have a slider at the bottom? Yes. You could do whatever you want. You could do it all. Allstate Windows and Sidings. I love these guys. I didn't realize how much I loved them. I did advertise for them, but then they came to my house and they showed me their product. And I was like, oh, boy, well, you've sold me. I'll be buying windows from you. And that's what I did. Allstate Siding and Windows, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Guys, this is the product that you want. Check them out, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Hero feeling myself, can't murder my ego. She heard of my deep stroke. She said, babe, does it hurt when I throw? It does. Certified freak, hang around dust, and she learning my lingo. Back then, wasn't worried about me.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
So am I still waiting for this world to stop hating? Can't find a good reason, can't find hope to believe in.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What's this music?
What is it?
Yeah.
Sum 41.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man. I like Sum 41.
Does Simple Jack have a t-shirt of this band?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Sum 41
was a one-hit wonder.
No.
They
storming through the party like my name was El Nino.
No.
That's the only song they had.
That's their best song, but yeah. Play that. I want to hear that now. You're taking requests.
Great. We're going back to 80s radio here.
What's wrong with that?
All right. It is the Weekend Warrior A Radio here with you.
Atta-baby.
What are your requests? Hit me up at 713-780-3776.
You got it? What do you got? Give me some Simple Plan biggest hits. What's their top hits? Give me their top five.
In Too Deep. I can't hear it. Did y'all play In Too Deep?
Yes, this is In Too Deep.
This is their number one hit?
Yep. 234 million streams.
This is more than
streams.
The storming through the party like my name was El Nino.
Yep.
What's that song called?
Fat Lip.
Yeah, that was. See, I thought that would be their most popular.
I would have thought so too.
Yeah.
I have heard this song though.
Yeah.
Get me to the chorus here. This is
about
it?
12 seconds away. Not even.
Oh yeah.
That's all American Pie 2 right there for you.
Great.
Okay, give me the next one.
Let me find the edited version.
I do. I really do like that song. I play it all the time.
Yeah. Actually, Nick
does. What's number two?
Nick does a really good job with the music. Because I'm always listening. I'm like, damn, I wish.
Storming through the party like my name was El Nino.
Hey there.
Hanging out, drinking in the back of an El Camino.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's Fat Lip, right?
This is the song. This is, I thought, their big hit.
Yeah, this is like from a video game is where I got
songs,
this. Yeah.
Both songs were featured on the American Pie soundtracks.
Were they? But at the time, this song was the bigger hit, right?
At the time, yes.
They got passed up.
asking you.
I'm hanging out drinking in the back of an El Camino.
This was American Pie 1. Fat, or, the other one was
I want us
American
to all
Pie
take
2.
A moment of silence for Shannon Elizabeth boobies.
Oh,
you guys remember take them out?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Did you know she was from Houston?
No. I thought she was like a foreigner, honestly.
No, she's from Houston.
Well, born in the and raised.
In American Pie, she looks like a foreigner,
movie,
right?
Her, yes. She was
she
a foreign
was
exchange student.
Yeah. But no, she's from Houston. Oh, and yeah.
She took them out?
In the first American Pie? You don't remember
Did
that?
Did you never see the first American Pie?
Oh, I probably
Nick's from...
No.
He's African.
No,
he
I
doesn't
totally
remember.
Watched
they didn't
the
have
first
that
American
there.
Pie.
Yeah, Egyptians are not allowed to look
oh
at boobies.
Oh, my God.
There was no movie called Egyptian Pie.
Oh, I would watch that. I'd been all over it.
Gypsy Pie.
I can't get over that Las Vegas cab driver.
That's still my favorite.
That is... Oh, my God. That was about to curse. But, yeah, that was hilarious.
What's the number 3 Sum 41 song?
Give me a second, because I need to find the edited version.
Sum 41 was a good band. Too bad the lead singer became a real bad alcoholic.
Didn't know that.
Hello, every American rock band. Yeah.
He is reformed now.
Oh, don't be reformed.
So, and you're going to blame him for being an alcoholic. He's put that behind him.
And Daniel says Shannon Elizabeth's a full-time poker player now.
Yeah, I actually... No, actually, I sat at a tournament table with her.
That's fine.
Once.
Let's all remember that. The best thing she ever accomplished.
But the whole time, I'm just looking at her boobs. Right. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Okay? I mean, I'm thinking about... I'm having fantasies about the whole scene. And, I mean, she's a really good player. But, okay, yeah.
Is she better than you?
No. Well, I don't think so.
We can agree. One of the best nude scenes in all of American cinema.
It's up there.
I'm
telling you.
I'm telling you.
Katie Holmes in The Gift is so underrated.
I'm not saying
I'm
best.
Still old school. Phoebe Cates, Pool, Fast Times, Judge Reinhold spanking
top
his critter.
Top 5
yeah.
nude scenes in American cinema. Easily. Mm.
Easily?
Easily. Number 4, number 3. Easily.
We'll have to do
it. It's up there. We'll have
number
to,
4 and number 3? What do
wait,
you mean?
Wait, how can you be both?
No, number 4 or number 3.
Oh, okay. I thought you said number 4 and number 3.
No. Four.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to.
Yes,
gonna,
but nobody says top 4.
I'll have to consider.
Then you should say top 3 or top 5.
During the break, we'll discuss.
You've got Katie Holmes.
We'll group together. We'll discuss.
She married Tom Cruise. She's never showing him again.
Now, wait.
She's
are we talking
from Tom
wait,
Cruise?
Time out. Are we
but
talking?
She's still probably never showing him again.
She showed him after marriage. I don't want her to show him again.
Wait, time out. Are we talking sex scenes or just nude scenes?
Just
nudity.
Boobs.
Okay, well, one of them we mentioned yesterday, Erica Liniak coming out of the cake in Under Siege. I think that scene in American Pie and number 1 with a bullet, Phoebe Cates, Fast Times.
I will give
Boom,
you Phoebe Cates
done,
as number 1.
End of discussion.
Number 5 would be Erica Liniak. Number 4 would be, to me, Demi Moore. Number 3.
Ooh, see, I'm not a Demi Moore guy. Yeah. What stripper?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Number 3 would probably Shannon Elizabeth. Number 2 be Katie Holmes, like, yeah. Then number 1 be Phoebe Cates.
Shannon Elizabeth still looks very, very good.
She does.
Scarlett Johansson got naked in a movie though.
Yeah, but here's one that AJ will agree with. Alexandra Daddario in True Detective.
But that was a TV show.
That was
that's
a TV different. Show.
That's
movies.
Okay.
That's in TV history, that's number 1 and it's not even close.
Oh yeah. The
like
100%.
When her t-shirt comes away from the fabric separates from flesh and there's ooh. That drop down.
Yep.
It's perfect.
A32
it's
just
called a T-drop.
Nailed another one. Halle Berry and Swordfish.
That was a really good one.
Yeah. What about Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct?
Old school.
Still have her out of the top 5.
Yeah, because it wasn't a real... She wasn't showing a real animal.
Okay.
I mean, it was kind of... Yeah. But anyway.
What about Sacha Baron Cohen and Borat?
Not my flavor.
Oh, please.
What about his daughter?
What
about his daughter
Mark Wahlberg doing... and Boogie Nights?
No, but what... Oh, well, you know what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're a star. You're a great big star.
That's
yeah, okay.
Right.
That's up there.
Yeah. How about that?
But,
What about Daryl Hannah and Splash, Fred? You're old school.
I didn't really... I didn't like that movie.
Skin in that?
No, she didn't.
There was no nipple there.
No. You guys are pigs. You know that, right?
Okay.
I mean...
I'm not arguing that. I'm just arguing whether she showed nipple in Splash.
Hmm. When Sam says Halle Berry was a body double, that just destroyed my soul.
No. Well, you know what? What was the other movie where it wasn't No, it was swordfish. There couldn't have been a body double.
Dude, when she's sitting there and yeah, I'm like, oh my God, finally Halle Berry. And that's a body double? You know what? That's out of the top 50.
You guys have all been suckered.
I feel like I've been...
Like Charlie Daniels' fiddle.
How about Halle Berry Monster's Ball?
Yeah, pretty good.
I mean, she
was
had
that a body double?
If it was her, though, now I got to know.
That's what I'm saying.
I kind of feel like I've been catfished here.
Oh. Hold on. Okay, so this is according to entertainmentweekly.com/EW.com. Like such silver staples such as Lethal Weapon and Roadhouse, R-rated Swordfish, which opens June 8th, is chock full of explosions, car chases, and ample amount of female nudity. The latest on display belongs to Halle Berry, one of the few big-name stars to doff her top in a silver picture.
Oh, so it's really
so that
her.
Was probably her cans.
Okay, if it was, that's top five. Okay. Agreed?
Let's talk about some movies real quick. What about Starship Troopers?
See, that wasn't...
Outside of the top five for me.
Well, you know what? I mean, and...
She was so hot back then.
Not Denise Richards, the other one, the blonde.
Yeah. But, and then what about that other movie?
Which I preferred.
What about that movie with Denise Richards and Neve Campbell?
Yes.
Wild Things.
That's a real...
What about that one?
And they had that three-way.
But going back to Starship Troopers, the reason why it didn't really work for me is because it was like the whole co-ed shower thing, and they're all kind of naked in there, and it just... It wasn't sexy. It was, I mean, obviously. What was her name? Not Denise Richards, the other
one.
Dina Meyer, yeah. Dude, Dina Meyer walks in here today. Bye, wife. I'm out of here. But
she'd never have you.
No, I know she wouldn't. That's why I can say stuff like that.
She'd be repulsed by you.
She wouldn't be repulsed.
She would literally vomit.
No, I'm not like, you know. She'd be like, dude, you're funny. You're smart. You're cute. You're just too fat and too old and too ugly, and I'm rich. That's what she said.
Fred, you might want to look her up. She aged just into your league.
Oh, well, Fred doesn't want
her. What the hell does that mean?
Fred
dude?
Doesn't want her if she aged
no.
into her
Listen,
league.
Listen, we're all trying to outkick our coverage, okay? So it's okay for us
but
to...
But she is just beyond out your outside your coverage.
What you're talking about?
What about Brokeback Mountain?
That was pretty sexy.
I can't quit you.
Very sexy.
Yeah. It's hot.
We need to go to break here. We're
yeah,
late.
Yeah, we're way over.
Yeah. We come back. I want to tell you how I'm going to save your Libertarian Party.
Oh, you!
I have the perfect idea.
Can't wait for this
to make you actually be relevant. I've got it.
Can't
and
wait.
And Nick's going to agree with me.
Oh, I don't know if I should stay for this segment.
No, stick around. Why are you saying you go?
Is this number three?
No, this is the Struts.
Oh. What happened to number three?
We already played it.
We got off track there, didn't we?
Kind of.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shocker.
Did we play 3, 4, and 5 or just 3?
We played 1, 2, and 3.
Do we have any more dome foam?
Yes, we do.
Could use one more.
Your body rocks.
We'll be right back.
We're going to get a caller on the other side.
Your mom's going to get a caller.
If it's my imagination, stop me if I'm wrong. I need to no.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz.
Nick, you want to hear something awful?
Sure.
Taylor McCarg, who came on our show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the game,
their
got,
game
canceled.
Got canceled.
I know. I felt so bad when I saw him tweet that out.
Damn it, Rona.
Yeah.
Quit ruining all
you know
our
what?
Fun, Rona.
Bleep the Rona. Bleep.
I honestly felt kind of famous when he responded to my tweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I told him, hey,
not every
former
Rice quarterback is going to talk back to you, Aaron.
I mean, he was really hyped for that game. And his enthusiasm made me, by the end of his segment, went, you know what? I'm going to watch it.
You were really going to watch it?
I was going to. I mean, I went to UCSA. But his enthusiasm made me think it's going to be competitive enough that I want to watch it, and then that happened.
Well, I was going to be on at the same time as Georgia, Florida, and you were going to watch Rice, UTSA.
I can flip back and forth.
What time was the game?
2:30.
Oh, that's exactly. That's UH Cincinnati, so I'm watching that.
Bearcats.
Cincinnati's going to put it.
Oh, I know.
I know. But you know what? That's okay. So
I don't know why, and you're a little bit responsible for this, but there are people who are way worse about it than you. People who were convinced that, like, UH was suddenly going to be a contender. Like, UH was really bad last year.
No, I knew they'd be better this year, but they were 2 to 3 years away because...
Yeah.
Well, people kept using the word talent all the time.
People kept acting like it was just going to... light switch was going to flip on.
Because
like,
Applewhite
left.
Yeah, but Applewhite left this whole program in such a mess. And so when people got mad at Dana last year for redshirting everybody, but the reality is, you know, he knew that they didn't have enough talent. And so he brought in a bunch of transfers. They're better this year. They'll be better next year. And I think, you know, people at UH need to realize that not only Major, but Tom Herman left kind of a bare cupboard too. He didn't recruit all that great. And then Major did a terrible job. And so it's going to take 3 years, and Dana will get it right. I really believe that. But yeah, I mean, and we don't have illusions. I mean, I'm happy if they get to over 500 and get to a bowl game this year. I think would be a step forward. Next year, take another step, and you know that's and but they're not where Cincinnati is or UCF even. Like, let's get this phone call, and then I'm going to tell you how to save your damn party.
Okay, what's this person? Bama what?
It's Bama Papa Joe, I bet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is that a good
guess? Yeah, guys. Hey, I just wanted to get a clarification for you. Halle actually had a body double in her first movie, which was Last Boy Scout. But Swordfish, that was her.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay, good. Because I'm not going to lie, I've self-pleasured to that scene many times.
Really?
Yeah, Swordfish? Absolutely.
I haven't gone that far.
You don't have Pornhub?
I don't need Pornhub. I have an imagination.
Okay, hold on.
You're a grown man who... uses softcore porno to masturbate?
It's in my head. I mean, that image
can
in my
head.
Can
we all agree that's weird?
No.
I can't do softcore porno at all.
I'm a creative.
In 2020, that's weird. But, okay, AJ, you were in the Army at this time. You went into the Army in what, 2008?
No, I was in the Army in 1998.
Oh, good God.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah, we traded VHS tapes. If you had a VHS porno... That was gold in the Army.
Okay.
Like, you could trade that. Like, think about, I'll take a case of Miller Lite and two bottles of Jack. Boom. Done.
Okay.
You give up that. Chasey Loves Rocco. Chasey Lane. That was my best movie. Chasey Loves Rocco. It was Chasey Lane and Rocco Siffredi. Chasey Lane was so hot back then.
Okay. Fun fact for all those radio enthusiasts in Houston. The Bud Light anthem for Rod Ryan's Bud Light song.
Hey, it's your brother Rod.
Dear Chasey Lane.
It's your brother
by
Rod.
The Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
You know who built that?
What do you mean? Who built what?
Like, who took the guitar riff and looped it for that?
Your brother Rod?
No. Grease Monkey.
Oh, really?
He's
very famous.
His buddy
Blast
at the time
from the past, Grease
was
yeah.
working at the Buzz.
R.I.P.
And they used to do production work together. And so he took that first guitar riff from Dear Chasey Lane by the Bloodhound Gang and just looped it and said, here you go. That'll be somebody's live read bed. And that became the Bud Light live read bed
for your brother
Rod.
Look at you. You know so much stuff.
I'm me and Josh, two peas in a pod. We're nerds about this radio crap.
Chasey Lane was so hot.
What's Grease up to these days, man?
I need to text
How
him.
Old were you in 1998?
98, I was 10.
You don't know if Chasey Lane was hot then.
Yeah, you can't. Nobody's
I've
hot when you're 10.
You didn't even have. You didn't have her porno back then.
Again, I've watched since
then.
Yeah,
but times
change.
But
guess what? That's the best part about porn is no matter what, you can go back and the chicks who were hot then are still hot.
Because Fred
on
used
that
to
video.
Watch black and white porn. And
no,
it's
no,
not
no.
Hot
listen,
anymore.
Listen.
No,
listen.
He
let
used
me
to listen.
When
look,
Fred watched
to the
porn,
audio.
They all had like mega
no,
bush.
Fred used to listen to the audio erotica.
No, let me explain something to you guys, okay? Because you're not creatives, you don't understand. You never played Dungeons and Dragons. Remember the Fast Time scene we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Judge Reinhold is doing all that in his head, right? He's imagining it in his head because he's a creative. That's what I do. Even today, I imagine something happening, and that's where it comes from. I don't need Pornhub.
How lame is that?
No, I've got imagination, man. I mean, and you know what? That means I can bang blue alien chicks, or you know, blue alien chicks with a hand in their vagina. Any of those things. All
you're
of that.
Gross, dude.
You know, you say that all you want, but I can come up with whatever storyline I want. I don't need somebody else's storyline. It's all me.
I mean, I'm all for leaving it up to the imagination, but
what did you guys use before VHS?
Playboy.
Magazine.
Well, no, there was something else.
No.
There was
Playboy,
something else.
No, Playboy and National Geographic.
You masturbated in National
yes.
Geographic?
Yes. That was the only boobs
so
you could
weird.
See. I know, but that was the only one you could get.
You'd get them from the library.
They're like nipples down to the knees.
Oh, it was a disaster.
Oh, but yeah, there but was can't no, you imagine dribbling those?
But there was no there was no way to watch pornographic videos before VHS?
Probably not.
Not well, no, there were. There was, because even when I was a kid, there were movies you could buy. I don't know how we watched them. Because we didn't have VHS until I was like
I did
12.
Eventually get a porno DVD when I was in the Army, because DVD came into it came into fashion when I was in the Army. And there here's the four things. This is what's available outside of every Army base in the country. There's a few things that are always going to be there. One is pornographic video stores. There's plenty of them.
Yeah, they still exist. They're around.
Two is dry cleaners. There's always dry cleaners.
But see, I thought those pornographic video stores were just covers for prostitutes.
You would think.
Probably,
and they are,
but
there are
guess
massage
what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you
truckers
guys out.
Truckers need love, too.
Well, no, I'm totally
fine
with that. Whatever.
Truckers literally run our entire country. If truckers stopped, the entire country comes to a halt. So
they
deserve
they
some love.
To get laid. No
three
problem.
Is Chinese food restaurants, like Chinese buffets.
Okay.
And then four is used car lots, because they're going to sell you a Ford Mustang with like 88,000 miles on it for $42,000. Right. Because let's face it, military dudes are idiots. They are going to be suckered.
And
Rob, I mean, there's a lot of people.
But there's a lot of strip clubs, and you know, I just call them F shops.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a store where you can buy pornography.
So,
but I got a DVD there. I didn't even have a DVD player yet, and then I had to buy a DVD player, which. In 1999, a DVD player was like $400. And I had one, and it was like literally, I mean, it was almost as big as my TV. It was about almost a foot tall and like 3 feet. It was gigantic, but it played DVDs. And that thing was like, whoa, because you could fast forward the scene.
I know.
That was
the
big
game
deal.
Changer.
That
was
changed
a game
the game
changer.
On porno.
So you want a stupid story from an uncle in my family tree that I will not name.
We're going to tell the stupid story on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we need. We
yeah, Aaron, we're enough. Over break. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Dude.
Right now.
What kind of producer are you?
A bad one.
You should have another shot, Aaron. That thin blood of yours needs it. And Raw Texas is asking about hand in the vagina. That was a call back to yesterday's comments on alien chicks and what they might have, which is why I want to bang an alien.
That was also a call back to Patrick Creighton talking about the first porno he watched in college at a fraternity house.
My first porno was called The Fine Art of Cunnilingus, which is about, you know. You played Yodeling in the Valley yesterday.
I wish Patrick Creighton was going to be here tonight for Late Hits, because you could stick around and let him tell you the story of his first porno while he was in a fraternity. It's graphic.
It's Jason Solo. But
is it Jason Solo tonight?
It is. Why, Jason
no
Solo again.
Tonight?
I think he's still sick.
By the way, Katy tweeted. High School lost.
Yeah, yep. Joel talked about that.
For the first time since like 2003
game win streak.
Like in district, they lost.
Yeah,
the first
it's
time since
it's COVID year. Shit's gonna happen.
What? You can't say that.
We're off air.
No, we're not.
No, we're on break.
No, we're not.
I thought we were on break.
No, it's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I thought he already took us to break.
That's what I thought too. But
yeah, I thought. Your grandma probably know me. Get
more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So late hits with just Jason Braddock tonight. So it'll be Jason Braddock and Aaron.
Jerry Bowe's going to join us for a couple of seconds.
Oh, Jerry Bowe, cool. So, yeah, make sure you have a few more drinks because you're more fun. And you and Braddock will have a lot of fun.
Maybe don't act like a cop tonight on the air, Aaron.
What do you mean act like a cop?
I don't know. I didn't even hear the show last night.
Hey, so I know we'll do Gym of the Day next hour at some point. But I have an idea for you, AJ.
Because okay.
I've been telling you what it's going to take for a third party to be successful.
Okay.
And you're a libertarian. All right. We don't know what's going to happen with the election here, but I think we can all assume that.
We have a good feeling.
It looks like
Nick's guy is going to win.
Nick's guy.
Oh, no, don't do this.
Jose Biden looks like he's going to win. And
it's okay, Nick. You're an African American.
You can do that.
I can get away with it.
Yeah.
But if he does win, you know what's going to happen with the Republican Party, right? They're all going to turn on Trump.
I agree. I've been thinking
that. Like all these snakes that want to be president, like Ted Bleeping Cruz and all those guys.
Yeah. You mean like they already didn't?
They're already starting to, but once he loses, but I'm gonna give you an idea. How about 2024 Trump libertarian with his 68 million votes, which by the way, and this is a message to you Democrats out there. I hope you realize 68 million people in this country didn't vote for your guy. Please go out of your way to bring those people in, to take care of those people, to be the party for everybody, not just yourselves. And I say this to both of you every time you get elected and you both blow us all off. But how about that? How about Donald Trump, libertarian candidate?
Donald Trump's not libertarian.
Why not? Why not? Why can't he switch?
You can't switch. You can't.
Of course you can switch.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
He can't.
He was a Democrat in the 90s.
Mm-mm. No, I love this idea. I love this idea because, number one, AJ is going to have to embrace Donald Trump, which would be hilarious.
However, I will say there was a conference call yesterday, apparently, according to sources, where the Democrat Party was fighting with themselves, where one half said, well, we lost half the country. We need to go back more towards the center. And the other half went, no, we need to go further to the left because the other half of the country just doesn't know what they're talking
about. Those guys are boobs.
Well, and that's a problem, right? To me, they should be embracing and say, listen, we're sorry your guys didn't get elected. What can we do in our party to be the party for you in addition to our guys? 68 million people, second most votes in the history of the frigging country. If you're the party that wins, to me, instead of saying, ha ha, we won, in your face, we're going to do the in your face dance, how about you try to embrace those people and bring them in? That's what I would do. And if you were smart with your libertarians and you could tell you...
I'm not like in charge of the libertarian
party. No, you are. You kind of are.
I'm like a guy who voted libertarian.
And got a vice presidential candidate on our show because of it.
I did.
So you have some power here. You should tell them, dude, we need to embrace this. Bring him in and I'll bring those people in. That'll be a legitimate third party. I think it's a great idea. Somebody says Trump has switched his affiliation 5 times over the past 15 years alone. Hey, sometimes players get traded.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, go where the money is.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, my tweet today of the final tally where it was like Biden had 9 votes and anyone but Trump had 73.5 million. That's the real voting. Like, that's what happened.
100%.
Like,
I said that 2 days ago.
Yeah. And the guy who yesterday was like, you're telling me this many people came out to vote for Joe Biden? No. I'm telling you that many people came out to vote against Trump. That's what happened. Like, Joe Biden could have been, it literally is like Weekend at Bernie's. They just wheeled him out there on a cart and were like, hey, I'm the president.
But his
arms are flailing around. They're moving it like a puppet. And they're like, are you Donald Trump? And he's like, no, I'm not Donald Trump. They're like, we'll vote for you. Yeah.
But see, you know what, though?
Joe Biden right now, currently, he thinks he's at Boy Scout camp today.
Like, I've said this all along. I don't think Joe Biden's a bad guy.
I don't either.
I think he's a decent dude. I think he's senile.
Without a doubt.
And I don't think he's going to last the 4 years. And we're going to get stuck with that nightmare that he picked as a vice president, which is why a third party could win in 2024.
Like, I think
Donald Trump would kill Kamala Harris and Ted Cruz if he went with the Libertarians.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. Done. Boom. No. You need to make this happen, Mr. Libertarian Listen, Party President.
I think of Joe Biden as milk. And not everybody loves milk. Like, no, there's not a lot of people who are like, you know what I love more than anything? Milk. No, people don't
Depends
really say
Depends on
that.
Where you're getting it from.
They just, like, there's people who are like, well, I'll drink milk. Yeah, I put it on cereal, but, you know, it's milk.
If she's lactating, I mean, you know.
But here's the thing. Like, Joe Biden is milk that expired in September, and we're still like, well, it's milk. I guess we'll drink it on our cereal. I guess we'll pour it on our cereal, I guess. It's super expired, but it's not, it's not rat poison, so milk it is. And then you're pouring this old-ass milk on your cereal. It ain't going to be good milk, but it is what it is. It's not now, rat
you
poison.
Know what, you know what this is? It's more like you go to one of these vintage vinyl stores and you buy an album because, hey, this is going to be cool. I'm going to go put it on my turntable.
Shout out Cactus Music, a local...
Yeah. But you buy, say, I don't know, Led Zeppelin 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go play this. And this is so great. I get Led Zeppelin 4 and you put it on and it's like the whole time.
Yeah.
That's what we got. But Nancy says Trump is so hated by people. Hillary might have beaten him this election.
I don't think so.
You know what?
Negative.
You know what I'm going to tell you? And I know how polarized you guys are and everybody's in it. All right. I'll get to my bookie. I'm just going to finish my thought.
Why don't you guys fight?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm down. No, the truth is. Guys, he got the second most votes in history. You really think Hillary was going to beat that? Come on, man. Please, just step back.
Come on, man.
Step back and realize that there's a lot of people who voted for him for a reason, and you guys need to understand them instead of condemning them. And guess what? You could have bet it all on my bookie. And big day at the Breeders' Cup tomorrow. Didn't go so well for me today. Just missed a really nice score. But my bookie has all that. You got football all weekend. I want to get down on BYU tonight, by the way, which is one of the plays that I like. All on mybookie.ag. Cool thing about them, you win, you get paid. A lot of these websites, that is not the case at all. And you can play in-game. I've been doing a lot of in-game betting. You can play parlays. They've got everything. And easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Put in $200, you'll have an extra $200 to play with. All you have to do is just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And a lot of really good games. We're going to go over all the lines here at some point in the 6 o'clock hour, unless we forget to do it. But there's a lot of games to play this weekend, NFL, college, you name it. And MyBookie is the place to go. And it's your chance to get in on the action. Make it a lot more fun. Just like the election, man. It was more fun when we were able to bet on it. Promo code radio. They'll match your first deposit 100%. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.